It's not the Boston Symphony Hour. It's not the Hour of Charm. It's not Swing and Get Hotnick with Sammy Slotnick. It's Jubilee! Yes, ma'am, this is the half hour dedicated to the digging of the Andante. We intend to leave you so murky you'll need windshield wipers on your eyeballs. So butter your thumbs and prepare to nibble under the knuckles. Tonight you're going to hear Billy Ford, Dorothy Donegan, Sammy Yates, Benny with the jack handle, and the leader man who'll squeeze you out of your cloud, Tiny Bradshaw and his mellow menagerie. And now, here's your master of ceremonies, Hawthorne Hall's version of a limp blimp, Ernie Whitman.
Thank you. Men were working on a secret weapon here in Hawthorne Hall. It's sort of a cross between a saxophone and a blowtorch. It has all the tone of a trumpet, except that instead of valves, it has two triggers and an operating rod catch assembly. And one more thing. Instead of bullets, we load it with groovy gravy. And here comes a sample of the stuff right now. It's Tiny Bradshaw, his voice and his orchestra steaming the glue out of your seams with Hit That Jive, Jack!
In your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see a man. Ain't got time to shake your hand. Hit that jive, Jack. Drop it in your pocket till I get back. Time and time waits for no man. Ain't got time to shake your hand. Standing on the corner full of jive. You know that you're my boy. Give me five. Hit that jive, Jack. Drop it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see a man. Ain't got time to shake your hand.
Make a penguin put on ice skates and slide on an igloo. Igloo, know what I mean. Now, Julia's about to take you for a swing in a vocal hammock, which is such a pleasant to and fro, it'd leave you asking for more, fellas. Here's Billy Ford. What's he going to sing, Tiny?
Well, he's going to sing Duke Ellington's latest composition, a little tune entitled Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me.
Fine, fine. When you arrive at the conclusion, help me down off my cloud.
Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seams of any wondering is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the words of others you've heard, I haven't a chance. True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I'm untrue when we're apart? The words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other lips may hold a thrill. But please do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never
ought to be delighted. And now here comes a dab of terrific for you. Duvalli's a broiled eighth note. A chick from good old Chicago who, when she massages the keys, elephants come from miles around to offer new ivory for a sizzling spinet. It's a pleasure to be able to say, fellas, meet Dorothy Donegan. Dorothy, what sort of sharps and flats are you gathering around your digits?
I'd like to play T for two.
Mighty fine. Proceed, avoo. Mm-hmm. Couple of words with our leader man, Bradshaw, with the tiny handle. Say hello to the fighting men, Tiny.
What do you say, Cap? It's a pleasure to be here, beating out a couple of cadenzas for you. Ernie Whitman has asked me to say that we're starting a new club here in the hall, and all you cats are entitled to be charter members. All you have to do is send in a hunk of V-mail or some blue fluid to the Jubilee. Care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Is that right, Ernie?
That's correct, Tiny. And we're going to elect some officers. The cat who sends the best letter each week is going to be honorary president. His title will be Second Louis in Charge of the GUI.
Well, send along the stuff, men. Leave us know what you desire, and we'll dig up the stuff for you.
And tear off the top of a Japanese musician and mail it to Jubilee today.
Right now, here's a mess of specs and spots for PFC, Peter Wood at 928, Private Joe Dickens at 2 at 758, and the following cats at APO 9. Dal O'Keefe, Magazzino, Roster, Baker, Hill, Nicholas, Dalto, and Areno. It's a chicken ain't nothing but a bird.
Proceed, Tiny Bradshaw.
Everybody's talking about chickens. Chicken's a wonderful bird. Say this, say that. Chicken ain't nothing but a bird. Some folks call it a fowl. Lots of other things of hers. Well, quote this, quote that. Chicken ain't nothing but a bird. You can roast it, broil it, toast it, lay it in the pan or the pot. Eat it with tomatoes, rice, potatoes, chicken is what you got. It was the thing for Caesar, even King Henry III. But Columbus was hip, says you can't fool me. A chicken ain't nothing but a bird. Then you roast it, then you toast it, then you lay it in the pan or the pot with potatoes and tomatoes. La do 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 da do da do 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 da 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 da. Then you toast it, then you lay it in the pan or the pot, with potatoes, and then bomb, tomatoes, well, bonnet, duty, daddy.
Tiny Bradshaw. And now, men, here comes a little chick who's famous from the riff-bound curbs of Tin Pan Alley to the...
Pardon me, is this the meeting place where cats who are plenty mellow can latch on to a bucket full of barrel house?
Indeed it is. It certainly is.
Well, my name is Benny, Jack Razzmatazz Benny.
Bless my big fat soul. Come in, Mr. B. Tell him, Mr. B.
Well,
how do you
thank
know?
You, cats.
Now, what I want to know is how did you know about this hot hall? About
this what?
This hot hall of ours.
Oh, I heard lots of jubilees when I was overseas. So I plan to drop in sometime and pick up an honest buck.
Oh, I see.
I don't mean a buck private. I'll entertain, of course.
Well, Mr. Benny, you've got the wrong idea. You see, this isn't a commercial program. There's no way for the performers to get any money.
What about the people in the audience? They can throw something, can't they? No. Pennies don't have to be from heaven.
Well, I've been on this show for months, and nobody's ever hit me with anything.
I can't understand it. It can't be the size of the target.
Anyhow, Mr. B., we'd be happy to have you give out with a free limp logo.
Limp Largo?
Uh-huh.
Hey, that's a sender, isn't it?
I'm telling you.
That's on the beam.
That's right.
That's a new one. On the beam. I like that. You mind if I write that expression down?
No, not at all. Go ahead.
Thank you. Limp Largo. I can't wait till I pull that on Phil Harris.
Well, what's on your mind, Mr. Benny? Have you a song you'd like to sing?
No, I only sing in the bathtub, and how often am I there? You know? Do you shovel me?
You mean... You mean, do I dig you?
I mean, do you dig me with my shovel? I know what I mean. I'm hep to that kind of talk, bud.
Oh, well, just how would you like to entertain the men tonight?
Well, it's rather obvious, isn't it? What have I got under my chin?
Another chin.
You ought to sit out in front with that. I mean, under that. What have I got under that?
Well, it can't be a tom-tom. There's a handle on it.
It's not a tom-tom. It's a violin.
Oh, a violin.
Yes.
Well, that's the only one I've ever seen with a door in it.
That's where I carry my lunch. Patent pending, too, brother.
Quite a novelty. Well, now, before your favors with the ditty, Mr. Benny, have you had any experience as a hop fiddler?
Oh, oodle-livet. For years, I was first violinist with Liver Lips Slotnik and his Boyle Heights Gypsies. We traveled all over.
All over the country?
No, all over Boyle Heights. Well, let's get going, Mr. W. You name it, and I'll play it.
Okay. How about for dancers only?
For dancers only? Mm-hmm. It'll come out the bunny hug. I'm sure.
How about letting loose with a 2 o'clock jump?
2 o'clock jump? I never learned that. I'm always in bed before midnight, you know?
Well, how about barrel house stomp?
I tell you what, Ernie, I'd like to start the joint jumping with a red hot sizzler that's going to go places. Ida, sweet as apple cider.
Say, that's a real old timer.
Well, who do you think is playing it? Roddy McDowell? Old timer. Hit it, cats. I love that. That must be me. Ready? Tonight. Imagine if I'd have got paid. Pardon me,
I didn't mean to serve it.
Latching on the Jubilee with your mellow cello. And drop in on us again.
I will. Next time I'm in the mood for a large limpo.
That's Limp Largo.
I've got corn. You know what I'm talking about. Good night, folks.
Men, when it comes time to signing off, my big fat heart starts to drool because I hate to leave you. So rather than drool all over my script, I'm going to turn you over to Tiny Bradshaw. Tiny with the funniest piece for news about the wind-upper. Tiny.
Here's a few bars of stuff we called After You're Gone. It features a little lute tooting by one of the only lute tooters, Count Hastings. While I'm at it, I want to send it along with special greetings to PFC Percy Odlin in the South Pacific, Technical Sergeant Harry Kajuva in Sicily, Barry Jordan with the Navy Amphibian Force in the Pacific, and to Corporal Ruby and Leston at APO 726. Shall we proceed?
Begin at the beginning and come to the end when you reach the conclusion, Tiny.
After you're gone, there'll be no sighing. After you're gone, no crying. You'll feel blue, kind of sad. I'm the best man that she's ever had. There'll come a time, don't forget it. There'll come a time, she's bound to regret it. See, boy, see what you're missing. Those long, drawn-out, forgotten kisses. Say, you're gonna need them after I'm gone. Well, you're way up on top now. You wanna be free. Why, you think you're too big for little me. How soon you forgot all the things that we said and how a little success has gone to your head. Why, here are three letters from your brilliant career. I think I'll read them to you. The first one reads, sweetheart, my wonderful one, I'm mighty glad for everything that you've done. And the second one came after I gave you your start. But it comes from your fountain pen and not from your heart. Now, the third, that's the joker that comes in every deck. So enclosed, what do you find? A check. You think that I can stand by and wait until things finally came your way? I'm heartsick licked. I haven't got a dime. But thank God I found out in time. Just in time to get myself all together. To turn myself around and face the world smiling. Yes, sorry. That's just exactly what I did. And so I'm telling you, baby, you better get wise to yourself and start in by saying, there'll come a time, don't you forget it, there'll come a time, she's bound to regret it. See, you say you can't see. Well, you better look and see what you're missing. Those long, drawn-out, forgotten kisses. Say, you're gonna need them. I don't have to have them, but you're gonna want them. I'm telling you, after I'm gone.
Men, we've reached the part of the program referred to by the round haircuts as the end. The glue is seeping out of the floorboards. The hem stitching is loosening itself from the twill tassets. Got a stuff of peepers under the lids and call it a day. Have you got a word for the guys before you cop a sneak, Tiny?
Fellows, it's been solid sending a little hunk of this early dim with you fellows. Well, I'll be back whenever you holler for us. So long and OVB. You know what that means? To you all.
Thanks, Tiny. And now, this is all that meat and no potatoes, Ernie Whitman clanking his cockery for all the lads and lasses. Be sure to dig us next week at the same trilly hour. Don't forget the Jubilee spelled backwards is E-la-bouge. Plant you now and dig you later. So long and good luck.
You've been listening to Grace Notes spewing from the spigot of Jubilee under the solid cast veracity of the Armed Forces Radio Service.